In northern Iraq, the U.S. is pushing a plan to get Kurds and Arabs cooperating. Their territorial disputes are one of the military's greatest concerns. But many minorities also live in northern Iraq, including Christians. NPR's Quil Lawrence visited there, and he found that minorities are caught. They're stuck in between the Arab-Kurd disputes, and they face attacks from al-Qaeda.
Since Iraq's creation almost a century ago, different rulers have tried to gerrymander the internal boundaries, usually favoring the majority Arab Muslims. Most recently, Saddam Hussein waged a genocidal campaign against Kurds. Since the American invasion, the Kurds have expanded the boundaries of their federal state in the north. They claim they're trying to regain land they were evicted from. Arabs in the north, especially in the city of Mosul, claim the Kurds are taking much more than what they lost. It's an accident of geography that many of Iraq's other minorities live in the most hotly contested seam between the Kurdish region and the city of Mosul. The tiny village of Lalish is the holiest spot in the world for Yazidis, who come to worship at the fountain underneath the shrine here. A religion of less than 1 million people, outsiders have often accused them of heresy and devil worship, according to Hazim Tahsin, son of the Yazidi prince and leader.
After the liberation of Iraq and coming of democracy, bringing of democracy to Iraq, we have great hope on that process, and we want to be an integral part of that process.
But the Yazidis are not yet sure how Iraqi democracy is going to work out for them. Their territories are claimed by the Kurdistan region, and a majority of Yazidis have aligned with the Kurdish political parties. They rely on Kurdish defense forces to protect them. Only a few towns away, in the Christian village of Telkif, the mayor is harshly critical of the same defense forces. "We want the Kurdish fighters out of here," says Bassem Bello, who accuses them of harassment and intimidation. Bello says that free elections can never take place while the Kurdish soldiers are present. But Bello is at a loss to say which of the two neighboring provinces would take better care of Iraq's Christians.
If they make a choice, it could be a fatal choice. They face a rather terrible predicament.
Joost Hilterman researches Iraq for the International Crisis Group.
The plight of the minorities lies in the fact that the major groups, the Arabs and the Kurds, are vying for their loyalty. And they do that in ways nice and not so nice, if you call buying people off with money nice in any case.
Iraq's minorities have gotten by over the years mostly by leaning toward the winning side. But there's no clear favorite at the moment, and a huge risk of being labeled a traitor if the wrong side prevails. What's worse, extremist groups that retain a foothold in Mosul have picked up on these small communities in the borderlands as a perfect target, says Brigadier General Robert Brown, commander of U.S. forces in Mosul.
Al-Qaeda is a very devious enemy, and they do just horrible things like drive a truck full of explosives, thousands of pounds of explosives, into a village and blow it up in the middle of the night, and most of the casualties are women and children crushed in their homes.
In recent months, massive car bombs have targeted ethnic Turkomans, as well as religious minorities like Yazidis, Shabaks, and Kakais. Brown says the bombs terrorize the populations and also push Kurds and Arabs closer to conflict.
They want to cause finger-pointing between the Arabs and Kurds. Hey, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. You can look and almost analyze, okay, where are they going to go? Where's a minority area?
Even if the targets have become more predictable, it's difficult to stop the attacks with hundreds of villages to protect. Some have even taken it upon themselves to copy the U.S. military technique of bulldozing a massive earthen wall all the way around the village, leaving only a few roads by which a car bomb can enter. A proposal to get Arabs and Kurds patrolling jointly with U.S. Army assistance seems to be gaining favor, which would at least mean Iraq's minorities would only have al-Qaeda to worry about. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Mosul.